You know, there are a lot of great organizations in this city, but one you might not think about. Since 1975, the First Presbyterian Church through the Stew Pot has been serving meals to people who otherwise wouldn't eat. And I mean a lot of meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner. They moved over to the bridge when it opened up a few years ago, and the business is booming, fortunately or unfortunately. The executive director of the Stew Pot is Brenda Ewing-Snitzer, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So how many people are you feeding a day?
We serve about 1,000 meals a day, and that's about 300 to 400 each meal. So some do each meal, but there are people that only come to one.
I bet your average Luby's probably doesn't do 1,000 meals a day. That's staggering.
It
really is a restaurant. It's not a sort of the back kitchen of a church or something.
No, we call it the Second Chance Cafe, and it is a meal service. We do the meal providing. We actually cook all the food, and we coordinate all the volunteers. And it is a partnership with the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center. So it's their facility, and we handle all the meals.
But it's kind
of
like a commercial kitchen. I mean, you could run a real restaurant, out of something like that.
Yes, and we have such great cooks, and our coordinator, our director of meal services, has lots of experience in the restaurant industry, and we have lots of restaurants that provide recovered meals to us that we can incorporate into the meal service.
Recovered meals.
Uh-huh. Food recovery is a huge part of what we do. Different restaurants around town, the convention center, if they have food that either didn't get used or they bought in whatever event.
This is like uncooked food, right?
Some uncooked, some cooked, but it has to be done in a commercial kitchen for us to be able to use it. And it has to have certain parameters, the heat or cold, the way it was supposed to be. There's a lot of things
that
go into it.
But how do you orchestrate? I mean, you got to feed 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. How do you... I mean, if
we have a rotating group of people,
if the Omni calls up on a Thursday night and says, you know, this banquet just got canceled,
then we go and we
serve
pick
it
up.
Next day.
We can go pick up and provide it to our clients. Again, that it has to maintain its heat or cold, whatever the temperature is supposed to be. And our staff maintains that and then repurposes the food or uses it exactly the way it has been. So, and the Omni does do that quite regularly.
That's really good to hear. I mean, that makes you feel better about some of the money, some of the food you see going back into banquets. But you have to raise a lot of money, right? Does it all come through the Presbyterian Church, or is the Stew Pot a separate entity?
So the Stew Pot is a ministry of First Presbyterian Church of Dallas, has been since 1975 when we started feeding folks on the street and then in the church. And then, gradually we had a big facility across the street, which we still maintain. And then when the Bridge opened 11 years ago, they asked us to become their partner in the meal service. So that's one aspect of what we do, and it's a huge aspect. And the Bridge does provide some funding for us, about 3/4 of the funding, and then we raise the rest. So it's a partnership. We raise a lot of money. The Bridge helps pay for the meal service.
For people who don't know the Bridge, I mean, the Bridge, as I understand it, is sort of like, it's sort of like North Park for the homeless, is you get a lot of different entities under one roof so that you can see doctors and you can, get medication and you can get therapy and you can have a place to sleep. And obviously, you can get a square meal.
And that is also what we do as well at our Stew Pot location. So there are a lot of providers of services, and we all collaborate with one another. One of the things the Stew Pot does, so the Bridge is a homeless recovery center, and they do have shelter. We actually serve a big portion at our local facility that's just about 2 blocks down from the Bridge, the unsheltered. So there are over 1,400 people that are not able to be in shelter because there are not enough beds in the city of Dallas. And so for those people that are living on the streets, that's the folks that the Stew Pot serves in our facility. And we do, like the Bridge, we have medical, dental, mental health services. We have clothing and hygiene distribution. We have counseling and casework services, helping people get back on their feet. So unfortunately, like you said, business is booming, and the Bridge and the Stew Pot and several other wonderful organizations serve the homeless, both those that are in their shelters and those that are on the streets that there's not enough beds for.
You know, years before he was mayor, Mike Rawlings was the homeless czar. And one of the lines he used to use is, we want to work to put ourselves out of business. And that's the mandate, is to get the people off the street and not have this anymore.
Yes.
Is that realistic?
I think it is. And it's going to take all of the partners working together, not only the different nonprofit partners, but the city of Dallas. And we are trying to work on that, to help people recover from homelessness, but end homelessness in our city. And if you don't believe that, then you shouldn't really be in this business.
But
because we need that.
But isn't there a fundamental difference? I mean, there are people who are just out of luck and you know, due to illness or layoffs or whatever else, they are homeless, maybe temporarily homeless. There are some people who cannot work.
Right, correct.
And they're on the streets because they have mental disabilities or other things.
Yeah, as Jesus said, the poor will always be with us, but we need to continue to try to care for those that are those that can't get a job because either mental health or substance use problem that goes beyond. It's not just occasionally using. They are in a long-term addiction. There are the chronic homeless, and for a lot of different reasons. Some are veterans that came back and have never been able to get back on their feet employment-wise. But there are a lot of people that just fall into homelessness, you know, some crisis, some family crisis, job crisis, loss of a spouse, housing. Their housing gets sold out from under them, and then they can't find affordable housing. That's a huge issue in the city of Dallas, is affordable housing. So all of us collaborating together is the only way we're going to fix this problem.
I used to hear about cities that handled homeless situations with what they used to call a Greyhound ticket, and that they would buy a ticket and say, here, go to Dallas or go someplace else, and they would shift it. Are these our homeless?
There are people that end up here because they are traveling through, or they think they have a job here, and then they get stranded, either because they thought they could get that job and they don't, or something happens with their family. So we actually do have, not just the Stew Pot, but several organizations do vet people to see if they have some place to go home to. We wouldn't just give them a bus ticket and say, great, we want you to go to another city because we don't want you here in Dallas.
Right.
It's more calling and checking and finding out what family member or what home they have to be able to go home to. And then we will provide a Greyhound ticket to help them get there. But we have to confirm that with somebody on the other end.
This, I would hope, and I would think maybe this is a good time of year for you. This is, you know, it's the end of the year. Everybody's looking for a tax deduction. But more than anything, people, it's sort of goodness of your heart, the spirit, and that sort of thing. Is this a good time for you to get solicitations and volunteers?
We love people all year long. Like you said, David, we need volunteers and we need funds all year long. But this is when people really think about serving those that are homeless or those that are low income. And so, yes, we love donations from Christmas boxes, which you can go on our website and find out how to do that, or in-kind donations, food, as you said, from the commercial entities, and volunteers. And we garner that every day of the year. And so if people want to participate, they can come and be involved at the Stew Pot or any of the other great organizations that serve the homeless.
1,000 meals a day. Every day, 365 days a year. That's an enormous undertaking. I'm glad you do it.
Well, we're very pleased that we can serve in this way, and we love all the different entities that we serve, not just those that are homeless, but those that are in low income, and we help a lot of people that way.
And I know you gave birth to a lot of these institutions, Austin Street Shelter and Genesis Women's Shelter, Interfaith Housing, The Bridge. You do a lot of good. Brenda Snitzer is the executive director of the Stew Pot. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, David.
For more of our conversations with Ms. Snitzer, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.